Melina Marvin has led the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council for close to 2 years. She's stepping down after being diagnosed with breast cancer. Marvin says her prognosis is good, but she needs time to recover and prevent a recurrence. Under her leadership, SEAC expanded its opposition to British Columbia mine projects near waterways that flow into Alaska. It formed a new group, Inside Passage Waterkeeper, and worked with other environmental, fisheries, tourism, and tribal groups opposed to transboundary mining.
We are a people who survive on fish and seafood, and we need clean water if that's going to continue being a healthy resource for communities.
It's also continued work on climate change and forest preservation, as well as its longtime support of the ferry system versus new roads. Marvin expects the organization to continue its course as promoters of clean water and healthy forests.
As someone who has cancer and struggles with the sort of seemingly random nature of the disease, it's just really, really hit me how important it is that we ask the Department of Environmental Conservation to raise our standards.
That includes state rules listing the acceptable rate of cancer, which she says is too low. SEAC began in 1970 as a Tongass National Forest Preservation Group that fought large-scale logging in the courts. It continues to file timber lawsuits, but it also collaborates with some former foes such as SeaAlaska and the Southeast Conference on food security, sustainability, and some other issues. Board President Clay Frick says that will continue under new leadership.
Well, anytime you can collaborate with folks, I think you end up with a better outcome. And you end up building more power, and I think that that's something in this region is very much in need of. And so when we can, we certainly will.
Frick says Marvin moved the Conservation Council in the right direction, citing a new Tongass planning effort and other recent programs.
She's laid some really important foundation work for us to continue forward in a lot of the program work that we've been doing in the Tongass for over the years. And we look forward to whoever steps to the plate or whoever we find will have a really solid base to spring off of.
Marvin continues to do some work for SEAC. Her resignation takes effect January 1st. The job was posted online earlier this month. Marvin says SEAC's strength is its regional roots.
This isn't an outside environmental group. It's not somebody who lives in Anchorage or Seattle or New York. It's thousands of people, the members of SEAC, who live here and work here and always have.
Before taking over at SEAC, Marvin spent 5 years with Oregon's Klamath Riverkeeper Group. It campaigned to remove dams on the salmon-producing river. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.